Hello and welcome to We're Waiting For You. This episode is going to be our first one for 2025 new year, and it's going to be a little different though. This one's more of a random rant. We discuss quite a few items, a lot of DC, but also other movies that are out, coming out, and just 2025. We're trying something different. We want to kind of change it up every so often, so hopefully this comes out the way we planned it. It's nothing scripted. We're just going off of some notes we've gathered by the holidays, and we're putting everything together. We took a break just because we wanted to take a step back and just look at everything and decide, okay, how do we want to change up the rhythm a little bit? I think we considered that we got a little stagnant, but we changed it up. Anyways, that's me going on a little rant about here, but gonna jump right into the episode. Hopefully you like this. Let us know your feedback and enjoy.
So I heard you saw the Joker.
I did. And I can see the hate in this movie. I see why it did not do well. I see why people didn't like it. I watched this movie and it never grabbed my attention. Like, oh, I got to see this part. I got to see that part. They were here's the problem. It wasn't even the song and dance. They broke it out into musicals every like fucking 10 minutes deep. I'm not a musical movie person. But I would have at least understood, okay, I can see why. But at the same time, this movie made no sense on any statement they were trying to make about I'm going to court, I'm going to prison, I'm in a sane asylum. Like, they were all over the map of what to do in this story. And it was boring as shit. I try keep my attention span. Harley Quinn was a drag. Like, I'm sorry, Lady Gaga ruined this movie with that performance. You know what, let me not blame Lady Gaga. I'll blame the writers and how they wrote Harley Quinn. It was shit, and it was just all shit. I'm sorry. I try to love this movie. I was like, I'm gonna give this movie at least a decent hope for it because we didn't review it in the show. But holy shit, as a less than 5 minute rant here about this movie, I remove that shit and I say, do not show me this movie or anything other movies like this on HBO. I'm done with this shit. This is boring.
Yeah, I don't know why. I like, was the director, writer, were they mad? like, I don't mean like mad crazy. I mean like, were they like pissed off at someone? Like, oh, you're gonna make us make this? Watch what we're gonna do. It was intentional to be bad, or not maybe be bad. Maybe it was just intentional to like hurt the Joker as a character.
I think they really just wanted to make a musical and they were like, fuck it, let's just make it with this movie. Well, it's a DC Joker and Harley Quinn movie. Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? I mean, we don't want to make part two, but let's just make a musical. And it's like, they use the same songs. Like, if you make a musical, don't use the same song like six times. Devil, they use the exact same song like six, seven times throughout the movie. Yeah. And I'm like, why are you using the same song so many times? Mix it up. Do something.
Yes. And not just that. They
did
just
you watch
like
it?
Said they the movie? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, you watched it? I didn't know you watched it. Sorry. This is terrible. I hated it, bro.
No. I watched it right around Christmas. For some reason, right at Christmas, I got into a like a Halloween-y mood. Like, I watched a bunch of like horror, dark, seedy, like, you know, stuff like that. It was weird. I just got into that mood for Christmas, and it was on my list. And so I saw it, and it was terrible. And I don't ever want to see it ever again, because it's not even the Joker. It doesn't make any sense.
It wasn't. I liked the scene when they added him as, like, I'm going to represent myself. And I was like, okay, cool. We're going to get some fucking Oscar-winning performances here by Joaquin Phoenix, right? Bro, it was such a bland... Like, he was trying to portray, like, I guess, Robert De Niro. And they gave him 5 minutes, and I'm like, what the fuck was this? And I try to go online, Debo, and I try to see like other people's perspective, like was the Joker 2 really that bad? And I started reading other people's shit. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't agree with you on that. Like I'll look at certain things. I'm like, oh, you know what? I missed that. That's a good point. I shouldn't have said this about that movie because it was bad. But I'm reading other people's shit about. I think people were had so much copium for this movie and hope that they were like, I have my blind shaders on. I love this movie. I don't care what anybody says. It wasn't good. It wasn't. That story
Oh
made no sense across the board.
no, it didn't make any sense for Harley Quinn. It didn't make any sense for Joker. I was expecting, after going through it all, because it's a long movie too, it's long,
Yes.
and so I was expecting to go through a long movie and I was going to get this huge amazing payoff where like the escape scene from the courtroom,
I
like it
was
was some
hoping,
kind of
yes.
mat. Like, I thought it was gonna be like some master plan of his where like he was gonna like hit the laughing gas and everybody in the courtroom was gonna die. And that like, 'cause I remember there was a scene, I think, somewhere where Harley Quinn was wearing a gas mask or something like that. And I was thinking that, oh, this is it. He's gonna tell her, like, you're sure you're gonna show up and you're gonna wear a mask and I'm gonna release a toxin and everyone's gonna die and I'm gonna escape. It's gonna be like this whole master plan of his. And when it just turned out to be just depressing that he just turned on everyone and became a coward, and then it just ends with Harley Quinn being upset and then he gets killed in prison. I have no, I have no idea why that movie was made.
None of that made sense. I'm with you. I loved the whole explosion in the courtroom. I was like, oh shit, his followers are doing this. I didn't even think it was a master plan by him. I didn't even think of that because he was already in his mind a little fucked up. And I think he just wanted the center stage. That's the Joker, right? I was like, okay, that's why I was ha hopeful about him representing himself. And then the explosion happened. I thought they were going to show like, Dent, now his face is fucked up. I thought that was gonna be a cool transition, like, oh, they have introduced
Yeah.
Dent, and now they're introducing how he becomes, Two-Face in this. He just walks right out. I'm like, N they don't even explain who the fuck did this, for what reason. And then he just, like you said, because he turned his back on everyone, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then when he gets back into prison, I was like even more upset. The other guy's laughing because he stabs him to death, and I'm like, I'm so lost. What the fuck just happened? I was so upset, Devo. I was so upset. It was late at night when I watched this, and just like you, I try to watch this at
Same,
Christmas,
same.
and I was like, I can't watch this because this is just stupid. 20 minutes in, I didn't turn it off. I started rewatching it. I try to watch the movie a second time, Devo, but 20 be minutes back in, I turned it off. I was like, no, fuck this. I am not giving this movie any more of my time.
I got so angry at it. I hate watched another movie. Like I watched The Joker, and then I'm like, this fucking sucks so hard. And I think I put on Independence Day 2. I was like, I gotta see something else just to get this out of my mouth.
You were
I didn't
talking
even
about that the
care.
other night. You brought it up the other night, Independence Day 2.
I just threw on something else. I'm like, I can't get this fucking thing. It like why? Why was the Joker? Why was Harvey Dent? Why was a young Bruce Wayne in the first one? What was the whole point of teasing the entire Gotham universe if there was never an intent to ever do anything?
It
It
boggles the
doesn't make
fucking
any
mind.
sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And that's, I think they just decided we're going to write this. We want to do a musical. We've been wanting to do a musical. This is the perfect opportunity. Well, it's DC. It's Joker. Well, who the fuck cares? I don't want to write a second movie for this. Let's just do a musical. A lot of the musical parts did not fit into this movie. And I was expecting him, when he got stabbed and all this shit was happening, he was going through his fucking midlife crisis. I thought what was going to happen was, he was deranged in his mind, and they were gonna like phase out, and he was like picturing all this shit in his mind, where he's on a table and they're giving him like those electrotherapy shit. I thought he was just dreaming all this shit up, the dancing and all that. But no, these motherfuckers were just breaking out in dance cues, and I was like, what the fuck is this, man? This is stupid as shit. This was such a waste of my time.
You know what, actually, did you ever see Sucker Punch?
Yes, I like Sucker Punch.
I loved that was one a lot of people hated because of the musical aspect, but that was used awesomely
Yes,
because it was
because
all like they were fucked up.
they were trying to escape the reality of what was going on to them in this fucking deranged place they're at. And I was expecting the same thing here with the Joker. But,
Yes, I thought there was going to be a payoff.
because at the Devo, by the way, great comparison you just did here, because at Sucker Punch, at the end, what did we get? One of the girls escaped. Another one got fucking lobotomized. She was happy though because she escaped this hell of a reality that she was in because of what her, I guess, stepdad did to her, her mother's death, and all this other bullshit that happened with all the other girls. And it was sad to watch. And I was expecting this same thing in a Joker because to be honest, you feel bad for the Joker in part one because he is criticized and he's hated against, and the guy just has a unfortunate, sad reality because of his mom, his past, and everything that occurred. And I was hoping in this movie, that's why I gave it a chance, they were going to expose that, and his mind breaks more to become the Joker. No, it was just bullshit. And the only saving grace here was the actor Gary. The one that played the guy he didn't kill, and he's like, Gary, I like you, Gary, that little guy. That actor gave such an emotional thing. I was like, this is awesome. This is what I wanted to see. That's why I was happy when he finally said, I'm going to represent myself. But all his stupid little, oh, Gary, what's your last name, Gary? And I was like, this has no place here. This is stupid. Not even the Joker is this stupid. But no, they made him stupid. And I gotta tell you, I like your connection here with Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch, the way they did the musical, 100% better. The girls escape reality into their minds, and that's what they were picturing. That's not what they did here. They just gave us bullshit, and it was just sad to watch.
So sad.
Yeah,
I like I said,
I'm so
I
upset now that we're talking about this.
yeah. And so, not to wrap it all into a different news story kind of thing, but if they really do not give us the Batman 2 because they want to see how the DCU like kicks off with Superman, if we have to fucking reboot again with another Joker and another I'm so angry. I'm so very angry because I said this earlier in the podcast when we were recording. I said Warner Brothers, DC, they shit in our fucking mouth. And we remember we I remember you remember we had Joker 2 on our list. It
We
was
did.
on our list. We were gonna do it. And then the reviews came out and it was so bad. We decided not to do it just because the reviews were bad. And now I kind of wish we would have done it, because God, I would have ripped that fucking movie to pieces.
Oh,
I
that
would
you
have
know
been
that
pissed to waste the money, but
Yes. That episode would have been literally for an entire movie, and that movie was long, would have been 20 minutes just us shitting all over it, and then just ending it with like, don't fucking watch it, this movie, don't waste your time. And I think I remember when we first talked about, oh, Joker 2, and then I think you said, I think that's going to be a musical, and Creature's like, yeah, that's going to be a musical. And I was like, oh, what? What do you mean that's going to be a musical? And Creature loves musical, and he was so hopeful for it. But when you take a beloved character, which is he's evil, he's like, you can really think of him as Vader because he's evil incarnated. I was like, you're gonna make a musical? Oh my God, this is gonna be bad. This is not gonna be good. And I still would have watched it because I wanted to watch it. I was being hopeful. I'm really glad I didn't go to the theaters to watch that because I've had two bad experiences in the theater. One was Avatar: The Last Airbender. That was a terrible one. And the other one was the Flash movie. And by the way, the Flash story was 90% more better than this fucking Joker story. It was more consistent with what they were trying to do with this bullshit. This was just garbage. At least they had a story with the Flash. This was not a story. This was just shit thrown together, and they were like, how do we piece it together? Well, we'll find a way. And we figured it. Oh, here we go. We'll mold it with the fucking song and dance. It made no sense. I don't care. I try to go online and I said, like I said, Devo, to see what other people are saying, but I was like, this is garbage. And I'm with you. I'm glad we didn't go to the theater to watch this shit.
Speaking of the Flash, by the way, they released some extra footage. I guess they were releasing an extended DVD release for the Flash,
Yeah.
just in case anyone wanted to fucking drop $60 on some kind of Blu-ray box set of The Flash. And people have been ripping the scenes apart on social media. One in particular is apparently he can't stop a bullet. I did not know that. Like a bullet is fired and like he can't stop it.
In the movie,
Like it.
right. In this timeline, this multiverse, whatever, he can't stop bullets. But there's other multiverses within the DC Flash where he can actually grab bullets or, just push them to the side. He does that in the
Yeah.
animated series.
It's just a bullet. It's not a fucking semi truck.
Right.
It's just
And
a fucking
it's
bullet.
right. He's supposed to be going faster and he can just push it. But he also
Yeah.
in the animated series, he can grab people. And as he grabs them, it's the Speed Force where he can actually bring people's bodies into the Speed Force. I remember, I think I saw it in a comic or in one of the animated series where he makes their body. You know how in the movie they were throwing up because you can't move a body like that. You can move it on an animate object with the body,
Yeah.
which I don't know what makes the difference there, but like the baby in the fucking microwave. But they explained that in the comics, I think it was, that he can use the Speed Force to make sure your body moves as his. And then once he
Yeah.
lets you go, then obviously you're not going to go fast. But yeah, that was, I guess, cool in a sense because maybe he learns that in the future. But I felt like they wasted too much shit time on that.
Yeah, I don't get. Basically, the scene that the outtake scene was basically he takes a sledgehammer and he tries to like hit the bullet with a sledgehammer and the sledgehammer like bounces off the bullet.
What?
Like a sledgehammer wouldn't stop the bullet.
That's so stupid. You remember the
Dude.
part where he got shot, where one of the Flash got shot, and he
Yeah.
couldn't walk? Well, Flash has super fast healing. It takes him
Correct.
some
Yeah,
time
he did.
sometimes, but maybe he didn't learn it
Yeah.
yet. And I was hoping they were gonna try to introduce that, but no. I guess in this multiverse, this Flash just sucks, and he didn't learn his lesson from going into the past 50,000 times that he decided, I'm gonna put the cans in the very top fucking row. That won't change anything. Oh, look, we got a different Batman now. It was just so stupid. Like, he's not smart, bro.
Yeah, like I
We're
said,
just shitting on
it was just
everything right now. We're shitting on everything DC right now.
Hold on. I have a notes section on my phone. It's called Shit I Hate.
DC shit I hate. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, like I said, it was related. I mean, it's. And we did already a little bit cover that, like I said, if they better not fuck. They delayed the Batman 2 years.
Correct. Yes, they did. But apparently it's
Oh.
already in shooting production or whatnot, or
That's what I heard too. But they're redoing the script. Like they have a lot of scenes filmed, but
yes.
they have a
Yeah,
new script they're gonna
apparently
work.
they're doing a lot of refilming. I read an article where James Gunn was trying to defend why they were doing it, and I'm all for if you need to push back a movie release to do it right, I'm all for that. I'm against it when it's the higher ups that say, "Hey, we want to do it because we want to include more bullshit into it to try to, drive." I guess like ticket sales. Like, listen, just let James Gunn do it his way right now. Even though I'm not the hugest James Gunn fan, you love him, Creature loves him. There's little things I don't like how he does sometimes, but let him do his take because we're gonna have somebody coming in the next 5, 6, 10, 7 years and redo the entire Flash or Batman movies again, or 10 years, and we'll get a different aspect and look to it. But I just just let him do it.
Unless they do it as well as Feige has, because Feige's now going on fucking like year 18. But no, it's just
As you see,
they
I
better
don't.
not ruin this, because I really liked the Batman. I thought it was cool. I'm very happy that there's no superpowers in it. I liked that. And I like the Snyderverse. I shit on Warner Brothers a lot, but it's purely because of how it ends, not because of the quality at the initial quality. And I like the Nolan Batmans. I thought those were fucking amazing. I loved the Snyderverse, and you can pocket the Snyderverse, and I've talked about this, where you can do Man of Steel, Wonder Woman, Batman vs Superman, and then Justice League, the Snyder cut. And you can watch it like that, and I think it works out beautifully. Just ignore The Flash, ignore Aquaman 1 and 2, ignore Wonder Woman 2. Just pretend they don't fucking exist.
Agreed. Agreed. No.
Just watch.
You know what? I would even say just watch Aquaman 1. Don't expect anything high of it. It's probably the lowest in the totem pole, but it's not. Part 2 just made no sense. Part 2 was just pure shit. But
Part one didn't make any sense.
Part 1 didn't. But at least there's a stepping stone there. Give it a stepping stone for Aquaman, especially with Jason Momoa. He was a good Aquaman. The movie wasn't great, but Part 2 was shit, and also Part 2 of Wonder Woman, because what the fuck were they thinking on that one as well? But I agree with you. Snyderverse was good, especially the extended cut, especially when me, you, and Creature watched it. But I think we were all excited how they did it, and we were like, we were like fans. We were like, schoolgirls, like, oh my God, yes, yo, this is great. Like, that was great. Just let James Gunn do it. If it comes out good, fantastic. We got a good series. If it comes out mediocre, whatever, I guess. But they're just gonna reboot it at some point because, as we learned with James Gunn, he likes to kill off. Nobody stays alive too long in his movies sometimes. People die. But at the same time, DC is not known to make long storylines, unless this is an animated one, because there's an animated one where it's like you got to watch these 9, 10 movies to get the whole picture. They haven't done that with movies, really. Nolan's were what, three parts? And the Snyderverse was the longest running one so far, so.
Yeah, no, I think it's I really like to get more of the Batman. I don't, there was a little fun fact that made me howl was that by the time the Batman comes out, Robert Pattinson, who is supposed to be, this is kind of supposed to be a younger Bruce Wayne with the Batman.
Right.
By the time the Batman 2 comes out in 2027, Robert Pattinson will be the same age as Ben Affleck was when it was announced that he was going to be playing Batman.
Right. He's about to hit 40.
But it's just more along the lines of, oh, look, it's young Bruce Wayne, and he's going to be the same age actor-wise as the guy who is supposed to be playing like close to Grandpa Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. No, I think at some point, if they're gonna do, I'm with you. If they're gonna redo the Batman, you're already stuck on Patterson for now, right? And that's fine. Just close out this Patterson at some point because he does a great Batman, but he's a young Bruce Wayne, like you said. At some point, they're gonna have to get to a point where they say, okay, we're gonna do redo Batman. We have to start with a young actor, somebody in their, let's say, in their early 20s, 21, 22. That's a young Batman right there. Let's get him started off there. Let him work out a little bit. Let him get started off. If they decide, hey, we're not going to do a reboot, we're just going to have it where he picks off like in his 30s, all right, that's fine. But if you're going to do a young reboot again, bro, you got to start off with somebody young. Because by the time we get the second movie, in this case, the same thing is it's a 40-year-old guy playing a 20-something-year-old Batman. By the time he does the third
Yeah.
movie, it's a 50, 60-year-old guy playing a 30-year-old Batman.
Yeah. Just complicated, but I just have a feeling, and because Robert Pattinson is an amazing actor, but he has done a universe before. He did really
Yes.
well with the Twilight stuff. You know, he stuck along. I haven't seen it, but I saw he was there.
I've seen him.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another night. But no, it's just it's is he really gonna put up with this shit? Is he gonna because I'm wonder I don't know if him and Henry Cavill hang out personally. So they're both British. So I don't know if there's like a British League of Actors that they just hang out. They meet up at like British award shows.
The British League of
Unj
superheroes, actor superheroes.
The League of Extraordinary Actors. But like, and like Henry Cavill's like, they're run by fucking morons. If you get a shot, walk away. Because they strung along Henry Cavill for fucking 10 years. So.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell Henry Cavill's moving on to other projects. I think it's done for him, the whole Superman thing. So obviously
Oh, yeah.
Even he just he doesn't even I don't even think he wants to talk about it anymore. I think he's to the point where like, listen, I'm doing 40 Warhammer. He has older projects. He moved away from also what is it, The Witcher. He's moved away from that. And then Robert Pattinson, if he, I would love to see a third Robert Pattinson Batman, because I have high hopes for part two. As long as it's, they play within the same love that they did for part one. A lot of people didn't like the way he was acting. It was like, bro, it's a young Batman. This is perfect. It doesn't have to be played like every other Batman. Just let him do his thing. As long as he doesn't
He hasn't
suck as an
mastered this shit
actor.
yet.
Yeah, he hasn't mastered his shit. And he was a good detective and good with the puzzles and riddles. That was Batman. So just let him run his thing. But yeah,
Speaking
we.
and to bring this around back to our podcast, they now have time to do a fucking Penguin season two.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
To fill the gap, the way the Penguin ended, they have, it doesn't have to lead right into the movie. They didn't give us anything to lead right into the movie. They can just connect it. They can still connect it, but they can do another, like, hey, let's do a mini season two, like 5 episodes, right? Just to hold the viewers on this a little bit if they wanted to, and they can. I don't think we have to.
Or re what's it called? Oh shit. What's it called when they bring something back to life?
Reincarnate?
There you go. A reincarnate, not reincarnate, close to it, but
What?
reactivate. Whatever. What happened to Jesus? What did Jesus do? Resurrect. There we go.
Stupid. Resurrect what?
They could resurrect Gotham PD. And that would kind of bridge between the criminal underworld and the rest of
You,
Gotham.
just to be clear, you're talking about the show itself.
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
they could resurrect Gotham PD that was canceled because I think they were worried about running out of time before the Batman was coming out in 2025. But now that the Batman's not coming out for 2 years, get that fucking wheel moving right now. You know what I mean? Like get the people like, hey, we're working on the Batman script. But we know you, like Gordon, the guy who's playing the police chief. We got all you guys here. Let's fucking work on this. Let's just pump out eight
So
episodes real quick.
let me ask this. Is the Batman releasing in 2026?
No, they said they pushed it 2 years to 2027.
All right. So they can easily start in 2025 to start shooting a new or the
Yep.
Gotham. Let's say they make a script just to get something started. Hey, make us a script for the first 3 episodes, then we'll figure it out from there, which I will kind of hate because then they're scrambling, but they can put something together just to hold us over, as long as it's the same quality and love like they did with the Penguin. They can definitely do that because the way they shoot nowadays, yeah, they can.
Yeah, and it
And
doesn't. I
once
don't.
again, keep the same staff, bro. If they keep the same staff,
Yeah.
they'll do it. But I know you want to give other people chances, and they should. You watch different perspective. Obviously, we're not talking about the underworld, even though some of these cops are corrupted. But if they do that, that would be awesome.
And I don't need it to be complicated. I just need it to just forward the story. Just forward the story along, appease my appetite.
They can
Don't
introduce
fuck
other
up.
villains, other small role villains in this, so.
Yeah, or like even if it was just fucking a cameo-a-thon, where it's
See,
like
I wouldn't
fucking
want
law.
that.
No,
I wouldn't want
no,
that.
no, no. I mean, but imagine if it was like Law and Order, where
Da-dum.
like, but they're like they're busting like the new drug that's on the street, the
Yeah.
Penguin drug, and they're busting like the drug dealers,
Right.
and
Yes, I
then they're
can see that.
like, while they're arresting one of the guys. Like he's like, I'm not afraid of the cops. I'm afraid of this guy. And it's like, whatever. It's like another one of the villain's cards is there or something. Or you know what I mean? Like they see him on security camera. Even if it's just something like that. Like that they just passing ships in the night. Like fuck. Like
Actually, we
there's
can
another guy.
even better. The first 3 episodes can be the police perspective during the Penguin. Like, what were the police doing during the Penguin? You got your first 3 episodes there. It's not like you got to rewrite the story. You just got to write it from the perspective of the police.
Yeah.
Like, you have the crime, you have the death, you have all this shit going on. You can write it from the police perspective. That would be
You could,
awesome.
yeah. Yeah, you could start at 2 points. You could either start the mass murder at the house where she gassed everyone,
Yeah.
Because that would have been a major news story.
Yeah.
Or you could start where the fucking what was the name of the little area where his mom was, where it was blown up.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name at this point.
I forget what, yeah, it was some town.
Oh,
But
well, yeah, it's gonna be a town. But it wasn't was it no, it wasn't Crime Alley. I'm trying to remember. There's I was trying to remember because Dick Grayson covered it at one point. Oh. But anyways, go ahead. Go with your story. I'll remember in a
yeah.
second.
But you could start right there, where it's like, in the Batman, you already had some people getting clapped. You had the original police chief got clapped, the district attorney got clapped, and then in the Penguin, you have this bomb go off, and like half the city's destroyed, and the flood from the Riddler. So it just comes to a head where the mayor's like, that's how the show starts out. It starts out with like the mayor's gonna fucking rolling heads. Police, get the city under control. And that's how it starts. You could
Yeah.
start it right there. And that'll be your first three episodes, is just the reaction to the shit that happened in the Penguin.
Yeah, and then you can even show when they arrested what was her name? The
Sophia.
so when they arrested Sophia and then that perspective, like there's a lot they can Crown Point. Crown Point. That's where he
That's
that
it,
was it.
Crown Point, Crown
That
Point.
holy shit, it hit me while we were talking about Sophia.
Yep.
You can write those perspective and then move the story along there. And if they know a little bit of what's going to be begin in the Batman, that's how they can end the season for that is like behind with the police perspective of the beginning of the Batman. I mean, this is they have so many to work with and they don't have to rewrite every story, so they have it already.
Yeah. And they could even do, they could even, like, if, say it's a huge success and they want to keep it going, and there's going to be another 2 to 3 year gap between Batman 2 and Batman 3, they could do a thing like the Batman gets shot and he's out of commission for like a month. And now the Gotham PD got to handle the shit while the Batman's out. Like he's recovering because he got shot in the fucking back or something like that.
I guess. I mean, we just got to watch.
There's.
We got to see what happens in part two, right? That
No,
can
oh
be laid off.
yeah. But that's what I mean. Like you could actually do that and it wouldn't affect anything else. You know, because I doubt that the Batman 2 is going to start out like the day after the events of Batman 1. There's going to be a time jump.
I will hope there's a time jump. Just give me 6 months at least. I don't want to see where they're picking off where Batman is all fucking full of sludge, helping people out of that. In some perspective, that's fine. You're continuing that story, but let's move it along. I want to see some stuff that has occurred, you know, and what he's trying to do about it.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I'm down. I'm down for
Yeah.
whatever.
Anyways,
But
I think
just don't just.
we talked about DC for quite a bit
Yeah.
already.
That was a good little, yeah, little news and nuggets about DC.
Yeah.
And you know,
What
hold on
other
1 second. Let me go back
news
to.
topics you got? I could jump into something.
Yeah, go ahead.
By the way, did you ever seen Den of Thieves Part 1?
No.
You know which one I'm
I'm
talking about,
sure it's going
right?
to be fun. Yeah, Gerard Butler, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, they're coming out with Part 2. I think it released yesterday, but on January 10th. It was a good movie. It wasn't bad. A little over the top because they were trying to make it realistic, but all at the same time, it's a movie. But I'm interested in watching Part 2, but I know that's something that's releasing, and hopefully they give it kind of the complexity they gave it in part one. So, just an FYI, if you haven't seen part one, I say
Yeah.
see it.
I don't. Gerard Butler, he has a 50-50 batting average, 500 batting average, 50-50 hit rate
Yeah.
of good scripts and bad scripts. The problem is that they all look like shit on the trailer. Like every Gerard Butler movie, and I don't mean they look like shit. It's just like you kind of tell like, all right, this isn't exactly Oscar winning Academy. You know what I mean? Like this is just like some action junkie. But
Right.
the last few ones that I've really loved from him, like Greenland, I loved Greenland.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great disaster movie. And then I think we talked about not on the podcast, but we talked about it when we were streaming one night was the submarine movie he was in with Gary
Oh my
Oldman.
God, yes.
That was fucking terrible.
No, the poor guy has had just a couple bad movies. Like, let's be
Yeah.
realistic. These are, once again, adrenaline junkie, like you said. He's had Olympus has fallen and London has fallen. Let's be
Yeah.
realistic. A lot of those were just like, I want to turn off my mind and just watch a him kick ass. Those are not very good movies. By the way, the movie you were talking about was Hunter Killer.
Hunter Killer,
Oh,
that's it.
wasn't a good performance either. I'm sorry. I like Gerard Butler as an actor. That was not a good performance. One of his best performances I really like was Law Abiding Citizen. That was a
Yes,
good
that's a
movie.
great movie. That's a
Yes.
great movie.
Yeah, he gave a great performance. A father in pain, a husband that, in pain, and he wants out revenge, and that was great. That was just great. But one of his other good movies, even though you don't see him per se, was How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah. Oh.
I loved
And,
his voice acting in that.
well, I don't know if you know this, but he's coming back in the live action.
Oh shit, there's a live action? I didn't even know there was a live action.
That was a huge announcement just before Christmas, was that they're doing a live action How to Train Your Dragon, and they are going to be they're bringing Gerard Butler back to play the dad,
No
and he's going to
shit.
be in the live action one.
I did not know that. By the way, you
He
know
looked a little.
he's did you ever watch that movie that he was in with one of your favorite guys, Travis Fimmel? It was called Kandahar.
Yes. I have not watched Kandahar. I've wanted to watch Kandahar. Is it good?
I have not watched it myself. It is on my list. And apparently it's like a 50-50 movie. It's one of those that's just like, out of 10, it's like a 5.0. Or let's say 70% people like it. On a Rotten Tomato, maybe it's like a 70. I don't know, but it wasn't all that great. But I saw some of his. I was at a buddy's house and I saw a little bit of the movie, and I was like, "Oh shit, this actually looks good. I want to see this." And I saw Travis Fimmel, and I was like, "Oh shit, Devil's guy, Devil's guy."
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it bounce around. There's been a few of those war movies that bounced around that I just didn't turn on. And I'm in the mood. Like, and I'm in the mood, and then I don't know where to find it. So then
Let
I
me
just end up
look it
throwing up,
up.
like,
Kandahar. Let's see if it's streaming. Go ahead.
recently I just did a little war kick. I did, like, in one night, I did, like, the Hurt Locker, and then I did Zero Dark 30, like, back to back. I was just a little bit of a war movie kick.
You get those every so often, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just kind of, you want to watch some,
So apparently
semi-realistic fighting.
it's on Hulu. That's pretty
I'm going
much
to
it.
put
You
that on.
can rent it everywhere else. I mean, I'm open to making an episode about it.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the list for me on Hulu. And if I find it entertaining, like, we could both watch it, and if we find it entertaining enough, we could throw an episode on it.
But anyways, let's circle back to what we were talking about here. Yeah, Den of Thieves 2. I will say
That's
watch
actually
one.
surprising too.
What?
It's been 7 years too, by the way.
About?
2018 was when Den of Thieves 1 came out.
Oh, really?
That's a hell of a stretch for a sequel to steal. Usually that's 7 years. It's like, no, it's dead.
I wonder if that was their original intention was to make a part two, or it just came out of nowhere and it's like, hey, how about we make a part two for this?
So, I'm sitting here just literally spinning my phone. That's apparently the claim is that the original movie came out January 10th. Oh, sorry. January 19th, 2018, and it was announced a week after it released that they would be coming out with a sequel.
I just saw brought up an article here, just looking for the date. Den of Thieves 2 director talks sequel, many setbacks, and potential threequel is already pitched. Jesus
Yeah.
Christ.
But yeah, so it was this is really 7 years of planning. Now, obviously, there was COVID in there. So, there is that. But at the same time,
Yes. He also said the potential setback was because also the whole political thing about between Russia and Ukraine. So, I don't know how that plays in, but that's what according to this article, the director said was COVID and also that.
maybe Gerard Butler is actually an operative in real life.
You know what? Good for him. I can believe that. By the way, one of his worst movies was where he played a soldier being controlled by a video game guy.
Oh,
Remember? Was
gamer.
that what he was, Gamer? Oh, it's such a bad movie, man.
It really was bad. They shouldn't have given him emotions.
But he did kick the hell
No.
out of Michael C. Hall's ass in that movie.
Yeah, that was good. But yeah, no, I you know what I might actually do, because it there isn't much in the line of eventful movies I really want to see right now until the next Captain America that comes out in about a month from now.
Yeah. I'm excited for
So
that. I'm excited for that. You know that that's getting a lot of hate right now.
I know, I don't care. I'm still gonna
Yeah,
see
n
it.
neither do I. It's but it's a fucking Marvel. I'm all for it. Let's see how it goes. So,
Yeah,
anyways,
so
we can move on to the next topic.
maybe I'll see Den of Thieves 1 just to go see Den of Thieves 2 this weekend.
You
Get
should, yeah.
something, go to the, I mean, if it's been 7 years in the fucking making, it can't be bad. You work on a script for 7 years and it sucks, you should fucking never write again.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
The fuck out of it. So, one that was actually another thing that we talked about, I think it was actually on our list before. I went and saw, not went and saw, sorry. I watched the Borderlands movie.
Yeah.
Now, I want to preface this for anybody. I've never, ever played any of the games. So I have no reason at all to be pissed.
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
I liked the Borderlands movie.
Why?
And I didn't, I just thought it was fun. I thought the comedy was good. The action was good. I liked the little technology parts that they had in it. I liked the team up. I love a good team up. Now, did you see the Borderlands movie?
So, if you recall, I went to the movies and they gave us tickets to Borderlands, so I started watching it. And I walked out. Let me just put it that way.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And mind you, I've played a couple of the Borderlands. I haven't played them all. And I played it with Creature and other friends. And it was fine. I like the games. They're very comical. It's a game. They're games, Devil, that don't take themselves serious. It's like playing Deadpool because they'll break the third wall, the fourth wall, a wall in the wall. Like they do the most stupidest shit in these games, and it's a enjoyable experience, and they do it very well. But when I went and saw the movie, as the story was progressing, and you know, one of my things, I like it when there is a good flow in a movie or in a video game or in a show. It didn't have it for me, and the reason I walked out is because I was not having it with the movie. I just found a lot of things out of place. I also wasn't really into it, to be honest. And I still have it on my list to watch. I have it. I think it's on Peacock, so I still want to watch it.
I recommend it. Like I said, I think maybe it's just a little, it was just a little too much because you had played the game and you had a little bit of preconceived notion of what to expect.
So tell you what, how about we circle back around this? I'm open to, like, let's say next week we'll circle back, or the next episode we talk about this, and I'll give you my input on that one, and you'll give me your input as well, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I like it. Yeah, I thought it was as an action movie, and like I said, I came into it, and that's a big thing. You got to come into this shit sometimes with like zero expectations. If you come in there like if it's something you really care about, that sometimes ruins a whole audience. Like I'm not a Star Wars guy, so I love The Last Jedi. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. This is a great fight scene. And I know a lot of the Star Wars people were really pissed off about that movie.
I wanna fucking drop kick you right now. Which
Yeah.
fight
I'm
scene? Let
like,
me
this
ask
is
you, which fight scene?
both the throne room scene, and then I love the fucking Luke face off with fucking
See,
Kylo
those
Ren.
weren't really all that bad, and that's not why a lot of Star Wars fans hate the movies. It's the fact that how they use Luke. It's one of the main things. But anyways, yeah, you don't have to be a fan, but those are still ass. Yeah, let's just circle back around, and I'll also give you at that time, don't say it now, my take on Twister.
Twisters?
Twisters.
Twisters. Did you see it?
Yes, and also, did you watch Beetlejuice?
Yes, I did. I got both those out.
You know what? Let's do like quick recaps on the next one. We can do all three movies.
Okay. So next episode we'll do
A
Beetlejuice, Twisters,
threequel.
and hold
We'll
on.
call them fast fire recaps.
Twisters, and then what was the other one?
Beetlejuice, Twisters, and what was it?
Borderland.
Borderland. There you go.
Yeah, sounds good. And then I'll have a couple rants in there about other shit.
That's fine. I mean, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
What else you got on your notes? Let's move on here.
Venom 3.
Okay. I haven't
I
watched it yet.
liked it. I
You
liked it.
like 1 and 2, and I mean we both
I
did. It's one
so
of those
so
movies
so
that don't follow any timelines, and that's fine, so.
I had Venom 1, I had like a 9 out of 10. Venom 2, like a 6 out of 10. It really doesn't stick at the end. It's fun at the beginning and then it just kind of gets weird
I was
with the
hoping more
whole.
from Venom 2, to be honest. I was hoping for a lot more.
Me too. Oh, with Woody Harrelson and everything, not really expecting. It's still Venom.
Especially,
You're not really expecting like an Academy Award, but I was
right,
expecting
but he had
something.
Carnage in it. Carnage from all people. That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Well, so Venom 3 was great because it was a shit ton of banter between Eddie and Venom. There's just a lot of alone time for them.
Okay.
There's great action too, but there's a lot of alone time with them. And the thing I loved about it, they had, lately they've been showing a lot. I've talked about this too, but they show too much in the trailers. And everything in the trailer for Venom 3 occurs in like the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't show, to be honest, they didn't show a lot for Venom 3 in the trailers, which I liked.
I
I
was worried
really,
they did. The
no,
big
I
scene
don't think they showed a lot.
they did a little running joke the entire movie. Not this doesn't spoil anything, but he keeps losing his shoes, and then he has to because they're in the process of. I don't know if you remember the post-credit scene from the Spider-Man 3 No Way Home, where he's in Mexico, and they kind of see it and they go, "We got to go to New York." Like that's the whole plan. So that's kind of the story of Venom 3 is they're going to try to travel from Mexico to New York to meet up with Spider-Man. And the running joke is he keeps losing his shoes. So he's literally walking across the desert and he finally finds a pair of shoes and then they get attacked again, but I'm not going to spoil anything, but an action scene happens again. And then it's like he's like as soon as he like transforms back out of Venom back into Eddie. He looks down and he's barefoot. He's like, fuck. Like he's got to walk from like 1,000 miles without shoes. And it's just like kind of a running joke that made me laugh. And that's what writing, just give us something to have fun with. And I
You
liked it.
said earlier there was a banter between Venom and Eddie Brock. So basically, it's banter between Tom Hardy versus Tom Hardy.
Correct. Yes. Tom Hardy versus Tom Hardy. It really was fun. They did a lot of good talking and a lot of good, they're funny. They are really funny. And I liked it, but it was fun. One last one. Remember I told you I was on a scary movie night? So Beetlejuice was in there. I watched it. I took Beetlejuice took me all the way to the morning, but the one I watched in the middle, Late Night with the Devil.
Okay.
I don't know what it's on. I found it somewhere. Maybe Hulu also. That one might be on the Hulu also. But
Probably. Yeah, it's on Hulu, Philo, AMC, and a bunch of others.
okay. It was a good horror movie, done really well. It got a good premise where it's you remember the old school like clips from like 1970s TV shows where like we're bringing on Merlin the magician and he's gonna do something, he's gonna read the audience minds or something like that. They essentially do that where it's like it's sweeps week and they bring on someone to read the audience mind first, then they bring on someone to kinetically move things like watch, he's gonna move his hands in the book but the pages in the book are going to turn. And then they bring in this psychologist with this girl who supposedly can communicate with the dead.
Oh,
And
this has David Dasmalchian. Dasmalchian.
yes. Baba Yaga or whatever. I forgot how he pronounces it in fucking Ant-Man 2. Bobo.
Ant-Man
How does he
2?
pronounce it? Yeah, the he's one of Ant-Man's accomplices.
Oh, yeah. He's Veb.
Yes, and
Veb?
when Ghost, when she's sitting there waiting for him with the truth serum, and he finally says where Ant-Man, where they're hiding out, and she reappears out of the mirror dimension or wherever the fuck she was, and she appears in the room, and I forgot, how's it go again? The Russian term for.
I don't remember even that part, but I just remember him, especially for Polka Dot Man and Suicide Squad.
Yes. Yep. That's another great one. Baba Yaga. Oh God, what's it called? It's what they call John Wick too. He's the
Yeah,
boogeyman.
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga. Yeah. And he just goes, Baba Yaga. The way he screams it in that scene, I almost fell out of my chair in the movie theater. He's a great, weird looking actor.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this, but to tie it back into the Batman, in The Dark Knight, he was one of the mental patients that got shot in the leg when they went to assassinate the mayor, and they accidentally shot Gordon at the
Yes.
time. And he was the one that Two-Face, well, Harvey Dent at the time, he was the one Harvey Dent was flipping the coin and pointing the gun at him.
Right.
That was one of his first roles.
Yeah,
He was in The Dark Knight.
he was one of Joker's thugs. Yeah, he comes out in a lot of different movies. He was also in Dune Part 1, if you remember.
Yes, he was one of the Harkonnen,
Yeah,
what do you call
little
it?
henchmen or whatever the fuck. He's you know,
Science guys, yeah.
he's been in a lot of animated. He does a lot of voice acting too, so he's done a lot of that as well. He's a good actor, bro. He really is.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, he does a great job of this as a TV host who just trying to control the, like, he's just doing it for ratings. And shit goes haywire.
Bro, I just thought of it. He's also in Blade Runner 2049.
Oh yes, he's the oh God, he's the fucking the mortician that gets his head snapped.
Yeah, when he was taking the paperwork from the girl or the whatever, and she's just like,
Yeah.
yeah, sure, here's my paperwork, of course.
Yeah, just fucking such a clean snap neck.
Poor guy's trying to do his job and just anyways, okay, yeah, I'll put this on
Yeah.
my list, even though I'm not into the like horror movies or anything like that. I get bored of them usually. Unless it's
It
Gremlins.
very. All
I enjoy Gremlins for some reason. They're
right,
so
so that
cute.
if you, yes, if you like a little bit of comedy in your horror, that is awesome, because you're watching Late Night with the Devil as almost like a member of the audience. So they have a certain camera view they give you when the show's on. And you're watching it like the show through the cameras that are on the set. And then they go, and now, like, something really terrible happens, or like shocking, And you're like, what the fuck was that? Like her arm just bent backwards or
Yeah.
whatever. And the hostess goes, and now we're gonna go to commercial. And then the screen cuts, and then it's like back to like a normal movie where you're seeing them interact behind the scenes. And then when they're back to, we're back from commercial and it's live late night TV, you're back into the camera that's filming the episode. It's really a really cool way of watching a movie.
Okay. I mean, I'll take a
And
look.
it's also made like a documentary where it's like the narrator starts it out like back in like it's like June 4th, 1971. This footage has never been aired. And it's really cool. That's how they started out. Is like this really happened kind of thing. And it's called Late Night with the Devil. So I like experimental shit. Or at least, something that hasn't been redone 100 times.
Yeah, something different, right?
Yeah,
I give it a look.
Yeah. You got anything? You want me to go down a list real quick? I
Yeah,
got it right
go
here.
down the list. Let's see what's coming out this year.
All right, so the big ones, the big four. Captain America, Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, and Superman.
My big two is going to be the Captain America, just because the actor has done a phenomenal job, especially in the show. So I can't wait to see him in a live action with it. He's been in live action, but in a movie setting. And then also Superman. I kind of want to see Superman. I kind of like whatever about it, but I do want to see what direction they take in it because they are introducing all those characters. And then probably from there also Thunderbolts, just because I like the quirkiness of it.
Yeah. So the other, a couple other just hits in there on top of those, you get the final conclusion of the Mission Impossible series.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You get that. We get the new Jurassic World movie with Rebirth. Scarlett Johansson. Yep.
She's going to be in Rebirth. That's right.
We get the F1 movie with Brad Pitt. Supposedly it's like one of the most expensive movies ever made or some shit. Like, they're going all out with that shit.
Isn't it supposed to be tied? Correct me if I'm wrong here. Isn't that supposed to be tied with an actual story that occurred and now they're changing it? Because
something.
I read that they were going to change some stuff. Well, go ahead, continue. I got one that I want to bring up as well.
Okay. We are getting Mortal Kombat 2. We're finally getting the sequel to the Mortal Kombat movie that came out during COVID. We loved that. Tron Ares.
That's the one I wanted to bring up. Yeah, I am excited for that.
Yep. The Wolfman. That's the next movie. But we did Abigail. Wolfman is the next from the MonsterVerse.
Yeah, it seems okay from what I saw from the trailer, but if it's tied together with it, I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
You got two more that I'm thinking of as well.
So we got the third movie in the third movie in the Knives Out trilogy. Wake Up Dead Man.
Mm-hmm.
We get that. We get the next Avatar movie comes out this year. Fire and Ash.
I'm not excited for Avatar. I didn't like the last one.
I thought it was beautiful. I didn't mind it.
One thing is beautiful. Another thing is like the story was a complete like, eh. But go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. I mean, the first one was a generic movie. The 28
first,
years.
No. Yeah, but the last movie cannot hold up to the first one. But go ahead.
No, but it was a generic movie, too. You know what I mean? It's like Pocahontas. Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking story. But 28 years later, I'm super excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can see that.
We're getting Predator Badlands.
Correct, yep.
The next Predator movie.
With Fanny in it, which I don't think she would have just taken it just to take it. So I am hoping they actually do that movie some type of justice. But go ahead.
Yeah. We're getting the sequel to Anaconda, finally. We're getting the Anaconda.
I'm not excited for that one, but go ahead.
Hey, maybe they'll bring back J-Lo.
Go ahead.
So we're getting, just to close it out here, we're getting the first time we're getting some classic 1980s remakes.
Yes.
We're getting a remake of The Running Man.
Yes. With, you got to say who's
Glenn
in it.
Howerton. No, sorry.
No.
Glenn Powell.
Yes.
Long Glenn. Yeah.
Who else?
I don't know.
Josh Brolin's in it.
Oh, okay.
William H. Macy's in it.
Oh, there we go.
Michael Sierra's in it.
Ooh.
Sean Hayes is in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm missing people here. Oh my God, who missing?
Right.
It's really packed, which is nice. So I'm excited for it. Hopefully they give it some good justice to the movie because let's be real, if they fuck it up, I wouldn't mind if Arnold came in his Running Man outfit and just fucked everyone up for ruining it.
Yeah. And then we're also getting the Naked Gun.
Who's starring in that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just see it here on the list.
Okay.
But there, you know, I mean, that's a tall task because not only is the Naked Gun franchise just based around Leslie
Naked
Nielsen.
Guns. Oh, I thought you meant Naked Guns. Okay.
Yes, the Naked Guns, but it's going to be Those they haven't aged poorly.
No, they haven't.
You know, they've done really well. So this one is going to be supposedly. It's wait, what? Oh, it's starring Liam
Okay.
Neeson. Liam Neeson's going to be
That's
playing the
right.
cop.
That's right. That's right. We did talk about that at some point.
Yeah, and then we get Guillermo del Toro's the Frankenstein. So we're going to get to see that, and we get another little one, but Mickey 17. That's the one with the Batman, Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
And it's gonna be like
I'm actually
Groundhog
excited.
Day.
I'm excited for that one. It's
Yeah.
he gets resurrected. It's a part of a program. I was watching the trailer and I was like, "Oh, this looks funny as shit. I really want to see this."
Well, I'm not sure there could be other things that get sprinkled in throughout the year. And these are also all the movies. These aren't just there's gonna be a lot of shows coming out too. So I think it'll be a filled in year.
I guess, yeah. I guess I didn't look at it as a whole. I'm really excited for Tron Ares because you know who's starring in that one, right?
Nope.
That one's going to be with, Jeff Bridges coming back. You got Jared Leto.
What? He's still
Yeah.
in there?
One of my favorite actors, which is Cameron Monaghan. He does, he was on The Gallagher Show. Yeah, he was on The Gallaghers. He's the redhead. But he's also played the Jedi in the Jedi video games from EA. You got Gillian
Oh,
Anderson. Yeah.
he was the Joker on the Gotham show.
Correct. He was the Joker. Yes. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
I would love to
Oh,
see him
you
more and
got
stuff, but you also got like Hasan Minhaj in it, Arturo Castro, comedian, and Sarah something, Sarah Desjardins. Bro, that movie is stacked. And oh, Greta
Yeah.
Lee. Greta Lee's in it. So that movie is stacked with some actors have done some phenomenal jobs. So I think that the movie's gonna be good. Along as the writing is good. Unfortunately, part
Yeah.
two fell into a hole where it wasn't well received.
No, yeah. It wasn't the best.
I liked it. I went to the movie theaters and watched part two. But then again, I'm a nerd in that case because I like that type of stuff and I like part one, so.
Oh, sorry. So when I typed in 2025 movies, I it was just backing out and there was another link that had other 2025 movies, but the link is old and it had the Batman in it. And on top of the Batman, it has Blade, and then it has the Eternals 2. It
Oh my
has all
God.
the movies that were planned for 2025.
Oh.
It was an old list.
I saw that old list too. Was that from was these people Screen Rant? Because I got on Screen Rant and I'm like, oh, they didn't update any of this shit.
No, it was just an old tweet. It wasn't even an, like a website.
Oh, okay. Anyways, you may continue.
No, that's it, man. I'm done with that.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We got quite a few we can review. It doesn't seem like a bad list, so how do you want to
Yeah.
close it out, Devo?
No, that's it, man. Nice little, kick off the new year.
Yep. Once again, this is just pretty much a rant with no objective behind it. We're just talking about news, movies that are coming out, little quick reviews, but something we're trying different, just like Devo said, to start off the year.
Yeah, and this was We're Waiting For You, first episode
Oh
of
no, I was gonna
2025.
What I was gonna say was it wasn't bad. I actually enjoyed doing this, so hopefully you enjoyed just hearing us rant about different things, different all over the place pretty much. So let us know. We've been wanting to try something different, and this is one of our first steps. So
Yeah, we want
I
to.
liked it, Devo. What do you think?
I like it. I want to break out of the confines of modern review taking. I want to start shitting on stuff again.
I wanted them to throw you in a damn Arkham Asylum and just shit all over your rights.
All
Anyways,
right.
hope you enjoy this. Let us know what you think. Other than that,
Yeah,
thank you for
jump onto
listening.
our Twitter at WW4UPOD. Is that it? We're waiting for you, POD. Yeah. I got it right.
I'm laughing because you're like, wait, is that it?
No, I got that right.
You're the Twitter
It's a new
guy.
year. Yep, I got it right.
Anyways, thank you for listening.
Good night.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
And the pepperonis too, they're not that good either. The pepperonis aren't that good.
I don't remember the pepperoni because I usually get their cheese pizza. I just want it plain because sometimes I don't like the meats that some of these places put on it. I think the meat is just ass. But yeah, Costco pizza is not all that great. It's just very affordable.